for the parasha of Malchus, that Bezdin will only give a person Malchus if first he was warned, because there is possible Adin of Hasro. Nothing more says, the Vechiski Atonim, the Vechiski will learn, the Pesach says, V'chi Yozit Isha Riyayul Hoza, Biyomer, if a person goes to kill his friend, Biyomer, with willing. So Udashna means, Shehisra Boy, that they warned him. As Rashi explains, when the Pesach says, V'chi Yozit, the question is, Minoy Yadinim, how do we know this, that he really meant to kill him? El Shehisra Boy, it has to be the first we warned him. If he had died, who made it, and still he's called a made it. So even after we warn him, he starts to say, okay, I'm still going to do it. That's called the real Hasro. The way Rabbi Shmuel Tana, it says, Hamoitziyam Oisai Mekoshis Eitzim, that we took out the Mekoshis Eitzim, the one that did the Mechal Shabbos, and we gave him the Misa. So the Diyak is Shehisraboy, that we warned him, for he dying who Mekoshis, and he's still doing the Chet of Mekoshis. Like Rashi says, Hamoitziyam Oisai Mekoshis, Shekishis Eitzim, Lenemo doesn't say that he gathered together the wood. El rather Mekoshis, means he's still doing it now. And his Liacha Sherua or Matsua Hayim Mekoshis, even after we found him and we told him to stop, still he kept on doing it. So what's the reason why he stopped? Because they warned him. So now for this lesson of Hamaitziya Maisa Mekoshis, Mashmi is still doing it, Mashmi there was Hasrua, and even though we heard about it, still he kept on doing it. Talmud says, Divei Rebbe, in the base measure of Rebbe, they learned, telling they learned, the Pasuk says, Al Devar Asher Ino. Here the Pasuk in the Devarim is talking about that if a man lives with a Nara Besula Murosha Leish, a lady that had erison to another man, and somebody else lived with her, and she did it willingly, so the Pasuk says, we give them both Skila, Uskalta Mesa Bavon of a Mesa Sanara. Then the Pasuk says, she gets Misa Al Sher Leitzak Abir. The Esish, the mean the man gets Misa Al Devar Asher Ino Esesh Shriyev. The Pasuk says, Al Devar Asher Ino. So the Dash wants to mean Al Devar because Al Iske Dibur means that there had to be some talking there, which means Hasro. From here we know even the Misav Skila also needs Hasro. And the Mordechai says that we need all these to really move them to say that we have to have Hasro first before we punish somebody. Because of Rachmona Achoisa, the term word just said by Achoisa, Havimina Chayvi Malkus. Like we said before, even though the Pasha is talking about Chorus, it does not pertain to Chorus because there you do not need Hasro, but rather it goes on Malkus. So true, by Malkus we have to warn him first. Malkus in, but Chai v'Misas Loi, maybe when a person deserves to get Misa, therefore the punishment is so strong, their veil was so big, maybe we would give them the punishment even without the Asura. Therefore, Kosta Rachmanah, the Torah has to write, Tiyotit, even when you go to kill somebody, that we kill you, it's also only with Asura. Now, the Kosta Rachmanah, the Chiyozid, the Torah would have just wrote the word, the Chiyozid, Hav Amina would have thought to say, Hani Mili, one of the said, Saif. Only a regular means if you kill somebody that we kill you, the Sayyid with the sword, then to kill, it's not such a strong Misa. Then we need Hasro. With Skila, maybe the person does a Chet that he has to bring, that he has to receive Skila for, like by a Mekoshish and Aram Arosa, there they both receive Skila, the Chamur, it's a stronger Aveira, stronger punishment. Hey Malay, maybe there I would say you do not need Hasro, but rather we give them the punishment right away, even without Hasro. So Tzricha, therefore I need even this last case also. And really these last two cases, the case of Mekoshish and the case of Nara Morosom, they both receive Skila. Now they must the question, the Tarti bin Iskolom Lomli, how come it has to say two times by Skila that we need Hasro first? So it says, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Shittam, that he says, Sreifit Chamura, the punishment of burning is more of a strict than Niskolim. So just from the Misa of Niskolim, I would not have known this Rofim. Therefore, I need an extra pasuk here in Meinu Winyan Leskila, that's Nu Winyan Lesreifim. That means Lom Le Rabshim and Lasuy Nisrofim comes to include Nisrofim. The Rabbonim, according to Rabbonim though, that Skila is more Chomer than Nisrofim, so for sure Nisrofim also needs Hasro. So when I said, I'll tell you, Milsa Diyasya Bekal V'Chayma, something wrong with the Kal V'Chayma, Torah because of Lakro, the Torah sometimes writes it down, even though true, ignore it from the Kal V'Chayma. Even though it's a Nusaf Sreifa, the Kalbachim, according to Rabbanim from Skila, but still the Torah goes to write it down. Having more is the question, but the Lichta Rachmana ben Iskolim, let the Torah just say by Niskolim that you need Hasro. For Leisi Hanach, Ligmo Minei, and these other two cases of Misa and of Saif, we should learn out from Niskolim, if the old Niskolim is the Mochomer. So learn out all of them from here. Madrach by Niskolim, you need Hasro. Shita by the other ancient, you need Hasro. Shmuel says true, Hochinam is Saka true, but you'll have to answer over here, Hochinam here also. Milsa, the Yasa, the Kavachim, even though something you couldn't out with the Kavachim, still the Klal is Torah because of the Lakro. Still the Torah bothered itself and wrote it down. So therefore, even though true, we could have got away without it, but that's a Klal, sometimes the Torah writes it down, even though we could learn it out otherwise. Alright, we'll stop here.
That when you warn when the Edim warn the person that's killing to give him Misa, he has to say, even so. Now, Reuven is killing somebody. So the Torah Edim go to Reuven and say, listen, Reuven, if you're going to kill him, you're over Lav Hatur when you're going to get Misa. And he answers back, I don't care, even so. That's called Hasrua. We know, and how do we know this? That Hitratzim, he has to say, even so. On my Rav Avitei Mechiski, on my Kodah Posek says, Yumas hamase, we kill the mace. Mashma chiyat ratzma lamisa, until he himself says, okay, I don't care, still I'll do it. In other words, the pasuk says, yumas hamase, we kill the mace. Mashma, even before we kill him, is called a mace. Why? Because he already said upon himself, I don't care, I don't care to be killed. Omer Rav Chanan, Eidin Amarosa. Chanan says a new halacha. Omer Rav Chanan, Eidin Amarosa. If two Edim come and say this upon a Nara, that she was Mizana, Eide Nara Marosa, Shehuzmu. Now two other Edim come and say upon the first Edim, they're Zemimim. So Lachar is Ein Nahorgim. We do not kill the first Edim. This is a Chiddush, we do not kill the first Edim. Even though usually when the first Edim here said a Nara Hamarosa, a Nara that had Kedushin, live with another man, the Mazid, so Pashat she's Chayiv Misa, and the Berl is Chayiv Misa. So Pashat they wanted to kill the Nara. So Rav Chanan says, no, when we find out that these Edim are Zemimim, we do not kill them. Why not? Because since they could say, we're only coming to ask you on your husband. No, the two Edim said, true, we said, Edim, you live with another man, and two things take place. You chayiv misa, but also you become like a Saita, you're also on your husband. So the Edim have a right to say, all we meant to do is just come to say that you're also on your husband, but we do not have intentions of having you killed. Therefore, Kasha Zomim is, we do back to you what you wanted to do. So you have a right to say, all I wanted to do was just make her Asra on a husband. Therefore, we do not kill the Edim. So the Gemara, how could that be? We're just saying now that the only time we kill her anyway is that the two Edim first warned her. So in the first case, the way it started out, it had to be that these two Edim came to Bezdin and said, listen, Bezdin, we warned this Nara. Do not live with this man, because if you live with this man, if you do, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. And she says she doesn't care. So the Edim warned her first, so now how could the Edim say, we only came to have her Osir on the bylaw? These two Edim warned her that she be Chayiv Misa. So for sure they're coming to kill her. So Gemara says, no, the case is Lo Yasri Bo, that these two Edim did not warn her. So Gemara says, if the Edim did not warn her first, Heichi Mikdala, how could we have her killed in the first place? As the Chur, the case is here that the Edim are coming to have her killed. How would Bezdin have her killed if there was no Asra? So Gemara says, hey, Rav Chanan is talking about a case, the Isha Chaveira. So much, she's an Isha, a wife of a Talmud Chacham. And the Aliba the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver ain Tzarech Hasro. A Chaver means a Talmud Chacham. If he does an Aveira, he does not need Hasro, he does not have to be warned first before he receives the punishment. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef Shita is, Lefish Lenitno Hasro, Elo Lahamchen Ben Shoigig Lemezid. The main purpose of Hasra is only that the person should not be a shogeg. He should not be able to say, I didn't know it was Asa. He has to know that it was Asa. Now, and since he's a Talmud Chacham, he for sure knows that he's doing an Aveira. Therefore, there's no purpose to warn him. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if an Isha here, this Nara, was a wife of a Talmud Chacham, that she for sure knows that Lacha should not live with another man, so if Edim see her doing it, should be Chayiv Misa, even without Hasra. Yes, Amaras Takasha, what do we say now? That these two Edim, the first two Edim, when they are caught to be Zemimim, we do not kill them. Why? Because they have a right to say we're only coming to say she's also our Baila, we're not coming to ask her, to kill her. If so, we should not be able then to kill her in the first place. Here at Smashma, first the Edim came to Bezdin saying we saw this Nara Marosa, she was Mizana. So first Bezdin was going to kill her. Just later, two Edim came and made the first Edim Zemimim. But before the second pair of Edim came, Bezdin was going to have her killed. The question is, how could we have her killed? Through the first Edim. The first Edim should be Psulim. Why? Hevilo Eda Shiati Yachali Azima. his first edus, we cannot give them the parsha of Kasha Zomam. We cannot have them killed. And the klal is b'chol edus, shiatiyoch liyazimo loishime edus. Any edus that you can't be mazim is not called edus. Says so, the first edus in the first place is not called good edus. Zmar says true. Hochinami koma. This is all what Rav Chana meant to say. What he meant to say is mitoyach shein horgin. Since the edim zemim will not be killed, shiachoy them lemi, because they have a right to tell us that li oisra abay labonu, we're only coming to have her oser on the husband is afi and an heregus. So the same thing would apply that she also was not killed because of such edus. Why? To have la edus shiatiyachol yazima. Because these Eidim are Eidim, Shiat Yochol Yazima. So that's what B'chonan means to tell us. More is the question still. Ela B'isha Chaveiro, Tekai Malon de Mikdalo, Alib de Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef says that an Isha B'chover, she does not need Hasro, but she's killed anyway. But there's a parasha, the Torah says that she's in the Zana, she gets Misa. So the question is, Heichim Mishkachas Lo, how do we have this? Like you're telling me, she can never be killed, because the Eidim cannot have a din of Kasha Zomam. Because the Eidim will never be killed, because they could always say, Liyaisra Baila. So where does the Torah say the classical case that she is killed? So Gemara says the case is like this. Kisha Zinsa, she was Mazana first with one man. And V'chazra the Zinsa, she was Mazana with a second man. So here, the second time she's being Mazana, when Eidim come to Bezin and say, listen, this little lady, we know she was Mazana last week, and she did it again. For what purpose are they coming now to Bezin? If they only want to say she's Osir Abayla, they did that last week. When they said last week that she lived with another man, she at that time became Osir Abayla. For what purpose are they coming to Bezin a second time? It has to be, now they want to have her killed. So since they're coming a second time, for sure here they want to have her killed, then we would kill her. And if we find them to be Edom Zimimim, they will be killed. Fredi Marno, for Yechodim Leima, they can still come and tell us, Li Osir Abayla Sheni Bonu. We only came to make her Osir on the second man. The law is when an Isha Sish is Mazana with another man, so she's also to marry that man. Even after her first husband gives her a get, she's also on the second man. So maybe the Edom could tell us that the Lo'isra Abayla, Shani. The reason why we're coming a second time to Bezdin is to tell Bezdin that she's also to the second man, but not to have her killed. So Mara says, no, the case is Shezinsa Mibur L'Rishon. The case is that she lived with that first man a second time. So again, she's also on the first man because of the first Biyah. She's also on the husband because of the first Biyah. For what purpose are they coming a second time to Bez Din? It has to be to kill her. This is the case where she would be killed, and if the Eidim are caught to be Zemimim, they will be killed. But the more still, if that's one teretz, Inami, a second teretz is, Shezinsa Mikra Veho. The second time she was Mazana, let's say, with her brother. So since she lived with her brother, we cannot say the Eidim are coming out to say she's also on her brother, on the Boiler, because she's also anyway to her brother. So for what purpose are the Eidim coming to Bezdin? It has to be to have her killed. Now the Gemara says, Maishino Nara Marosa, what did Rav Chonin say the case of a Nara Marosa? You could have the same case by any married lady. Dinokas Gemara says, Afilu Nesuyin Nami, even if she'd be married and have Nesuyin, it'll also be the same halacha. So if two Eidim come and say, any married lady is living with another man, we should not kill these two Eidim if they're caught to be Zemimim. Because they have a right to say we're only coming li oisra abayla. So Moses says, in it's true, he could have said it by a nesui also. Ela's chiddush is afilu hai, even by a nara marasa that they only had kedushin and they never lived together yet, she and her husband. To lo yosva tusa, she did not live with her husband yet. So yecholim loima loisra abayla bonu. This is a chiddush that the two Eidim that come to Bezin and say we saw your wife live with another man and later they're caught to be zayimim. They could tell us we only came la'asa to make her asa to the husband. Like one small would be is, that's not on their mind right now. Like obviously they're lying. They're zaymimim. So what did they want to do? They wanted to make a hard time for her and her husband. That's good if they were married and living together already, so he's jealous. So they'd want to say la'asra baila. But here, which is only in Naira Marosa, they weren't living together yet, I would think that the Eidim can't say that. That for sure the Eidim only came to have her killed, but not la'asra baila, because they're not living together anyway. Kamashmala, no, they're believed. We believe her when she says that we believe the Eidim when they say we only coming to make her Osir Abayla. It means even if they have the Nesuyin, she'll always be Osir to her husband. Omer Rav Chizur, Chizur says like this. What's going to be Echonim of Esayif? When the Bezdin is Boidik, the Eidim, one Eid says Reuven killed with a sword. The Echonim of Biaririn, he killed with a dagger, not a type of a sword. Horgu, is Ein Zenochen, that's not good Eidis. They're contradicting one another, the Eidus is bottle. What about Echad Ayma Kelo Shchorim? One says Reuben was wearing a black shirt. V'Echad Ayma Kelo Levarim, another is wearing a white shirt. Harei Zanochin, that's called Gredis. That doesn't bother us. This is not the weapon. It's not how he killed with what he killed. This is Tom. What he was wearing, no, they're not so interested. They could be mistaken. He thought it was white. He thought it was black. That's not a contradiction. Meis have a kasha. Nochon. What does that mean? Shei nochin. That the Edom have to be perfect. What does that mean? Echorim of Esaya Torgo. If one says he killed with a sword. V'echorim of Reuben with a dagger, horgu, or else. Echorim of Kelev Shcherim. One eight says Reuben was wearing a black shirt. V'echorim of Kelev Levon knows with a white shirt. Ein zanochin. Here it says the Edom is bottle. You see, even with a white shirt and a black shirt, those two say the Edom is bottle. Not like we said before. And the Gemara, Tigumar al-Chizda, Besude Shechon Kuboi. You know what type of a shirt we're talking about here? Not Stam's shirt. We're talking about that the weapon he used to kill, he strangled the person with a handkerchief, with a scarf. So they asked him, was that scarf black or was it white? And one eighth said it was white, one eighth said it was black. That's called a contradiction, therefore the edus is bottle. Because that's an edus in the weapon. Tahainu, that's the same malacha, saifarun. That's just like the sword and the dagger. Therefore there's no proof from here. Toshimak, I'll be another proof. It says Echuraim Sandoloshkarim. One eight said he was wearing black shoes. The Echuraim Sandolovonim. No, Reuben was wearing white shoes. Ain't Zenochin. It says the Edus is no good. The question is why? Why do I care what shoes he was wearing? He didn't kill with the shoe. So one says no. Hosanamit going shiboyat by Sandoloy Bhorgo. Okay, the other case is the Edus said that Reuben killed Shimon by kicking him. He kicked him and killed him. So therefore what did he kick him with a shoe? So it's Megay to know whether it was a black shoe or a white shoe, you should have known that. Toshma coming here. It says, Maisel Bodik Ben Zakai, says Namishna, that Ben Zakai, Zub Yechon, Ben Zakai, he checked out the Eidim, B'yuk Seitena. When somebody killed near a fig tree, he used to ask the Eidim, do you know were there any sprouts off the fig tree? Or else some say it's the stem of the tree itself. Did you know were the stems big, were they not big? So the Chura, what does it got to do with the, what do we care what the stems were? That's not what he killed with. So you see, you can make a B'dika, even on Uk Seitena, if you make a mistake, the apostle. Must says no. We're talking about maybe what the chet that he did was he picked off a fig off the tree on Shabbos. The Yoloh komiktel, he's being killed because he picked off the tree. So therefore we have to ask him, the fruit that he picked off, was the stem big, was the stem small? That's part of the chet that he's getting mitzvah for. But the Mar no, for Tanya we learned, Omruloi, Tachas Tein Hogu, that the Aiden said, listen, I killed under, the Edom said we saw Reuben kill under this fig tree. And still, Ben Zaka used to ask the Edom, was the fig tree, does it have sprouts? Were they small, were they big? So, what do I care how the fig tree was? He's saying he killed somebody under the tree. So you see, even for such bedikis, also the contradiction is possible. Yeah, Samar says true. Elo Amar Rome Bachoma, Kugan Sheshoftu be Yicho Shoteina. The case here is, you know how the Edom saying Reuven killed Shim, you know how? He took Shimon and knocked him into the shoots off the fig tree. So therefore, it was the Yichur, it was the shoots themselves that killed him. So therefore, now Beth Nazareth asked the Edom, were those shoots sharp? Were they big? Were they small? And if there's a contradiction, one says they were big, one aid, and the other aid says, no, they were small, that's called the contradiction, that's Epsulim. But only because this was the weapon that he used to kill with. So again, there's no proof, Stam, what a shirt is. Toshima. Omalehen, they said like this, Tainazu, Uktseo Dakin, Uktseo Gassin. They asked, the Bezdin asked the Edom, were the sprouts big or thin? Tainim Shchuris, Tainim Levonis. Were the figs black or white? Shchuri does not kill with a fig. Shchuri, you see, even without the weapon, the Edom have to be clear all the things that happen. And if there's any contradiction, they're Psulim. So you see, even white and black also is a contradiction. Shchuris is true. El Omar Rab Yosef, Mi Ben Zakai Loisev Inish. You want to ask the question for now, Mishnah according to him, Ben Zakai Shita, true. Ben Zakai is a Yochid. That Shani Ben Zakai was different. The Bedikais Tichakiras Meshavilei. He held that any question we ask the Eidim, if there's any contradiction in the Bedikais, it's like Tichakiras, that's Epsulim. But the Chom argue on Ben Zakai. So therefore, before we're going according to Rav Chizda, going according to Chachamim, there's not a Kasha from Ben Zakai in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Man Ben Zakai. Who is this Ben Zakai in our Mishnah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, it's the famous Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai. So first of all, Mehevi B'Sanhedri, was he part of any Sanhedrin that had somebody killed? Here at Smashman the Mishnah, he was there by the B'dikas of Edim to have somebody killed. For a time, we learned like this, Kol Shanaisa Shabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, Mehevi Yasim Shana. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai lived 120 years. Aboyim Shona Esek Pafanakia. The first 40 years he was a businessman. Mem Shona, after 40 years, he sat and learned yeshiva. Lomad Aboyim Shona. Mamish learned from 40 till 80. He went into yeshiva and sat and learned for 40 years. And Aboyim Shona Limit. And then the last 80, 40 years, from when he's 80 to 120, that's when he taught other people. That's when he became like Atzmicha. That's, if anything, he'll be a dying. He was only a dying the last 80 years. The last 40 years, when he was 80 till 120. Now, for Tani, we learn like this. Aboyim Shona Kodim Kurban Abayis. 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, goes to Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin left already the Lishkas Hagozis, the Yoshva Lo B'Chanus. They went out of the Beis Hamikdash of Sanhedrin Gedolah, and they sat in a Chanus in a store. And the Yom Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, Loim, comes to tell us, Shaladon Adinik Knosses. So they didn't pass on any more Adinik Knosses. One says, why not? Dinik Knosses Agadayatik, like, why not? You do not need the Sanhedrin Agadayatik to pass on Dinik Knosses. Even a Bezna of three could pass on. As long as they're Samuchim, they have Samichim, they can pass on Knosses. So what they got to do is a Hedrick Gedolah. Elo rather means to say, Shaladon Adinik Knosses. To Paskin, the Shal of Nefoshois, even though a Bezn of 23 could Paskin, but it's only Kozuman, there is the Bezn Agod in Yushlaim and the Lishkas Agozis. And at any time, the Bezn Agod left, the Lishkas Agozis is bought to the din of Misa by all Bezdins. No Bezn could Paskin Misa. So it comes out that 40 years before the Churban of the Beis Midrash, there was no more Bezdins to Paskin the Shal of Misa. Okay? Now, Utsanam will learn like this. Mishachor Beis Midrash, after the Beis Midrash Chorav, Hiskin of Yechid Metzakei, he made a takana. So it comes out he was alive after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, and at that time he was like a dying, he was making takanas. So it comes out now he only made takanas own like a dying in the last 40 years of his life. And 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin left. So the last 40 years there was no din in the Foshas. So sorry, Yechid Metzakei was never in a Bezdin that passed in the Foshas, because he first got his Tamich at 80. At 80, there was already the Sanhedrin Gedolah left already the Lashkas Agozis. There was no more dinamisis. So Sahaza say in our Mishnah that Ben Zakkai was there to test out the Eidim by Din in the first place. He was not there then. He was not a dying yet. At 80, it was after ready the time the Sanhedrin left the Lashkas Agozis. So can't be Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So what's this true? Ella Ben Zakkai Yama. Maybe the Mishnah means Stama Ben Zakkai. Not the famous Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Stama Ben Zakkai. The Moses Hachanam Mestav did this far also. Like this. The psychotactic Rebbe Yechna Ben Zakkai correlate Rebbe Ben Zakkai. Like, why does the Mishnah, why does Rebbe Rabbeinu Makadosh call him Stam Ben Zakkai? We should have called him Rebbe Yechna Ben Zakkai. So Moses says, no, you're not true though. For your time, you learned like this. Maisa Ubodek Rebbe Yechna Ben Zakkai Yuxetainim. It says clearly that it was Rebbe Yechna Ben Zakkai. He was the one that checked out the Edim, whether the shoots of the fig tree were big or small. So back to both kashes. Mashma, he was there, b'shastei with Dan Achiv Misa, Rav Yechanan Ben Zakkai. His last 40 years of his life, there was no more Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGedolah. So how was he able to paskin and be part of the Bezdin? Gemara says, true, the case is like this. Ela Talmud HaYeshnuf Rabbi Hevi. It's true, it was not his last 40 years, it was before he was 80 years old. Let's say he was only 70 years old. And at that time, he was only like a Talmud in Yeshiva. So true, he was not really part of the Bezdin. He was only like a Talmud sitting in front of the Dayanim. The Yoma Milsa, and at that time Ben Zakkai was a young man, he said something, and the Dayanim at that time liked what he said. Or Mistavalu Tamaya, they liked what he said. And therefore, the Kovah B'Shemei, therefore they put it down in his name, it's Ben Zakkai.